This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that it's not toll free. Wow, that's the first time I've done that in almost a year. The number is 603-283-6160. It's not toll free. It's probably long distance for you, but if that still matters, that probably doesn't actually matter to you anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that matters anymore.
We're talking about messed up teens here, and this is important because the messed up teens are the ones most likely to be persuaded by people like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell into doing things that a healthy, well-adjusted teen probably wouldn't be willing to do. Evidently, TikTok is convincing a bunch of these teens that they have extremely rare mental disorders, some of which are just almost never diagnosed in teens because it's impossible to tell an adolescent who can't have stable relationships. Most adolescents don't have particularly stable relationships from adults who can't have stable relationships, which is a sign of some of these disorders. So we're talking about that. And coming up, how children are being brainwashed by TikTok videos on cool trans surgery viewed 26 billion times, according to some people. We're going to get into that. But first, we have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, so Albuquerque City Councilors, they're reconsidering bringing back our red light cameras back here in Albuquerque.
How do you feel about that?
Well, we definitely need it.
Why?
Because they ran over and killed a 7-year-old boy during the Christmas lights celebration.
Wasn't that like an ATV or something that did that?
Yeah, but the off-wheel vehicle.
Yeah, the off-road vehicle.
You know, what difference does it have if it has a bumper, if it's a 2-ton truck? I mean, they would have killed the kid the same. The vehicle doesn't really have that much
I'm curious.
Of importance.
What effect do you expect the camera to have on this? I mean, now you could watch the video of the 7-year-old being hit by the truck, but it's not going to prevent anything.
Well, the whole thing is there is a ticket involved. You do have to pay it. There's a penalty other than just having a photo of you there, and then you have to pay or it gets put on the collection. It used to be all going on your credit so that when you were to, you know, buy a car or a house, you would have to pay that. You would get a higher interest. So there was consequences without putting in jail.
Sarah, let me throw some numbers at you real quick. The city of Keene here, which is the city that we're broadcasting from, is the second most walkable city in the United States. There are pedestrians everywhere. New Hampshire, the state that we're in, has banned all red light cameras.
Banned,
not allowed. You cannot have any red light cameras in the state of New Hampshire. There were 7 pedestrian deaths this year. 7. So your red light cameras aren't going to do anything.
Well, how about, I think we got about 85 pedestrian fatalities in the state of New Mexico. So per capita, we kill about 3 pedestrians per 10,000 people.
I just don't understand how the red light cameras are going to help that. I'm also assuming that most people that are running the red lights aren't doing so on purpose. They're probably just not paying attention and they run it. And I'm also assuming that most pedestrian fatalities aren't happening at an intersection with a red light. It's probably just somebody crossing the road somewhere, and then the driver doesn't notice and accidentally hits them. I don't think it normally happens at a red light.
Well, Sarah is correct in that New Hampshire leads the United States in the number of pedestrian fatalities, but
New Hampshire does?
No, I'm sorry, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's surprising.
New Hampshire's probably the lowest with only 7.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, I'm still not seeing how you expect cameras to actually help with this situation.
Well, you know, there was a year going back when we still had about 3 or 4 red light cameras. There was a year when I think we only killed about 51 the whole entire state. So 41 just in our county. So actually we were ranked number 7th. We were number 7th in per capita at that year. So that we were always number 1 and we dropped down to number 7 and then we got rid of all of them, every single one of them and just speeding vans. And now we've been number 1 for the last 15 years. So it does make a difference, especially this state. See, your state will, if you run people over, like, they will prosecute. You will have, but over here, they don't sentence people for anything, even drunk driving or, hitting running people over.
So they're already,
it was an accident.
So they're already not enforcing the law, correct? The police
that's
are.
That's correct. That's correct.
So,
yeah, that's quite. The, right.
So what difference do you expect this to make?
Well, the thing is that at least they'll get a ticket.
That's if the police choose them. If they're running people over and driving drunk and the police aren't doing anything about it, why do you think the police are going to ticket people because of what they see in a red light camera?
Well, the police do get them. They just don't get sentenced. But at least if they get tickets, it is form of consequences, even though they're not being jailed.
But they're not harming
like punishing
anyone.
Them. No, but the thing is that they are getting tickets that cost them out of the wallets. And I prefer that rather than incarcerating people and putting them in jail. That damages the person even more.
So that way,
even more screwed up.
So that way only poor people are affected by this? Rich people don't care. They're like, oh, like $500 fine, whatever. So this law, if it's enforced with a fine, that means it only applies to poor people. It only applies to people who can hardly afford to pay the fine.
Oh, yeah, but we have a clause for that. You can work it out. If you go to the community center and you work off the tickets, we will take that. If you don't have money, we will take work.
So you just have to be a slave for a little while. Is that right, Sarah?
That's right. To learn your actions. Rather than this guy that killed
by the way. For anyone who didn't catch that, yes, Sarah says that slavery is the solution to make people compliant.
Well, I mean, they're not going to, I mean, you do have to pay for your, if you don't have money, we'll take some kind of couple of hours of work so that you could not run the red lights and speed. You know what I mean? If you don't have money, we'll take that. Hopefully you won't make it a habit or you'll just be constantly doing service forever.
What are they doing wrong if they're just speeding and they don't actually hurt anyone?
Yeah, it sounds like a victimless crime for the most part.
Why should that person become
a
slave?
That's the whole point is that, yeah, it's not that big of a deal, then everybody does it. And then they will kill somebody eventually.
Okay, well, then that person gets charged with running over a pedestrian or vehicular manslaughter or whatever. But the person who's just speeding and doesn't hit anyone, why should that person be punished?
Well, that behavior, that's acceptable behavior, it will lead to somebody killing somebody, running into somebody's house.
You don't know that necessarily. You're punishing them for a theoretical future crime that hasn't even happened yet. On the basis that, maybe they could be speeding one day and they might accidentally hit a person. Until they actually hit a person, what are they doing wrong by speeding, other than making you unhappy?
Well, the whole thing is that's the whole attitude. That's why they smoke in the bus stop. That's why the dogs run loose all over the place. Because everybody litters. It's like, well, it's not a big deal. And then eventually it piles up into a big societal nonsense. I mean, it becomes, well, 7-year-old boy was killed. And the crystal, 87 pedestrians were killed. Because everybody thinks it's okay to speed. It's okay to run. It's not that big of a deal. I didn't kill anybody. And everybody's doing it and there's no consequences.
I mean, it's awful that those things happened, but I don't think that's due to people speeding. I think that's due to people either not paying attention when they're driving or being careless.
Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I wish on one of these calls you would actually like answer the questions we're asking you, because I'm still not entirely clear on why someone who's just speeding and not hurting anyone, not running over any pedestrians, deserves to become a slave in order to teach them that their behavior was bad.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing the connection there. Sure, maybe some speeding person hits a pedestrian. Okay, but their crime is hitting a pedestrian and not necessarily speeding. So it's entirely unclear. I don't think these red light cameras are going to solve anything. We don't have them here in New Hampshire. Only 7 pedestrians were killed here. We get a lot more snow than you do, so it's a little bit harder to stop when a pedestrian stops in front of you. It's free.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. Even if it's just your insatiable love for pedestrians and seeing futile law enforcement efforts aiming to prevent the deaths of pedestrians. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to the subject, if you don't know what we're talking about, Bitcoin.com is the best place to go. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. You'll find a number of short videos there that will teach you the basics about this important world-changing information. I'm not able to use Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency at the moment, or even to access any cryptocurrency wallets. But, as I understand it, Bitcoin is on sale. So, probably a good time to get interested in it if you're not already. And if you are already a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. Again, that's bitcoin.com. We have Kadu on the line from Connecticut. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria. Hey there, Nikki. It's so strange, your bail conditions. Like, it's kind of weird how, like, Rich can't say anything, but then you guys can. But, I mean, I wonder what the logic behind any of that really even was.
Well, for those who are watching the hearings, the reason that Rich Paul, also known as Nobody, is not allowed to make public statements was because the judge decided that he was very charismatic, very influential. And he was saying things that the judge wouldn't want necessarily encouraged to the public while he was in jail and rightly frustrated. And as he understood the situation from what I saw in the hearing, he understood his future to be very bleak and basically his life was over at that point. So he had no hope. He was frustrated. He was angry. And so he said some things that he ultimately came to regret. But because he said those things, the judge was like, hey, look, you're an influential, charismatic figure. I don't think it's a great idea to let you make radio and television statements, so that's going to be part of your bail conditions.
Even though it's a complete violation of his First Amendment right. But,
I mean,
you would think with Ian talking every night, they would want him not talking. But anyways,
let's be honest here. Anyone who's been listening for the last year or so has noticed that Rich Paul or Nobody has become sort of increasingly militant in some of his views, and Ian and myself have always gone the opposite direction. We're just increasingly peaceful in our views. So from the point of view of a federal judge, they wouldn't have any objection to these peaceful ideas getting out there, but these ideas that say things like it's time for the boogaloo or someone needs to start shooting pigs, I don't agree, but I see why a federal judge would say, you know what, these ones advocating peace are fine. This one talking about shooting pigs, not so much.
Okay, so that was the logic. So what I really wanted to call about was this intuition of something that I think might happen in the future. Sarah in New Mexico, and who's that guy who calls from that, like,
David?
Somewhat obnoxious guy, David from New Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those two are going to have a very exciting bedroom life in the future.
I doubt it.
I hope so.
Well, David keeps his trailer. What did he say? He keeps it like 35 degrees or something. Like he doesn't turn on the heat or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
I see Sarah as the type of girl who needs like a warm enclosure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I know it's not going to be average sex stuff. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
I'm going to manifest that for them. They deserve that.
Well, as I understand
they deserve each other.
Sarah is already, in some ways, involved with one of our other callers, who's Richard from New Mexico.
I mean, it's still not out of the question.
That's true. It's not. I mean, stranger things have certainly happened. I don't want to think about any of those subjects in regard to Richard or David or Sarah, so I'm going to move right along here before I actually develop a mental image that I don't want. So we're talking about children and them being brainwashed by TikTok. Now, we just talked about this in regard to mental illness. So someone said to me today, hey, did you know that gender dysphoria, or whatever they call it now, is still listed in the DSV or whatever it is for mental illnesses? And I actually did know that, and I actually know the reason for that, because the organization that that's the list of mental illnesses and diagnosis criteria and all of that. The organization that puts that out came forward and stated why they included gender identity disorder, whatever the hell the popular thing is to call it now, as a mental illness. And that's because if they didn't, then hormone replacement therapy and sexual reassignment surgery and all of those other things would be considered elective.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Okay. So, like, insurance will cover it, yeah.
And so now, because it's considered treating a mental illness, health insurance companies, they kind of have to cover it. And the company that output that actually gave that as their reasoning. And I don't know whether I agree or disagree with that, but that is what happened. So... being trans, or rather, gender identity disorder, because this is a complicated thing, and a lot of people just don't get it. Having gender identity disorder isn't the same thing as being trans. And I always think about this one person here in Keene, who I met at one point, full 5 o'clock shadow, probably hasn't shaved in days, isn't taking care of themselves, not doing anything to attempt to appear feminine whatsoever. And look, I don't care if you're successful or not, right? Just put in some effort. But this person wasn't. And... claimed not to have gender identity disorder, but to be trans. And I think that's a fundamental misunderstanding of the situation here. You're not trans because you have gender identity disorder. You are trans as a way of treating gender identity disorder.
Yeah.
Right? Just like you're not undergoing chemotherapy to be a chemotherapy patient. You're undergoing that in order to treat the illness that is cancer.
You know what? I really like the way that you explain that, because that really makes it clear the way being trans is actually the treatment for what people are experiencing with their gender dysphoria. I've never really thought about it in that way, but that is so true.
I tend to think it is, and they don't think about it in these terms, and they insist that transgender and transsexual are also the same thing, except transsexual. No, that's a deprecated term. You can't use that. It's transgender now. Oh, but gender and sex, they're totally different things. Okay, I'm willing to give you that. Gender and sex, different things. But that also means, by definition, that transgender and transsexual aren't the same thing. But they're not ready for that conversation. They're actually not ready for the conversation about gender identity disorder and what it actually means to be trans versus just having gender identity disorder. And that's not to say that being trans is the only treatment for gender identity disorder. Maybe you just need some therapy. Maybe you don't really want to express yourself as a female. You just have some issues that you need to work through. Maybe you're just gay or something, you know?
Well,
who knows?
And this is a big thing nowadays, and I'm sure the article you have will go deeper into it, but a lot of, it's the cool thing to be non-binary now. It's the cool thing to be trans. So a lot of, teenagers are like, yeah, I'm non-binary. Yeah, even sometimes they think it's cool to be, yeah, I'm bisexual. And then later on, they become adults and they're like, wait, I was never trans or non-binary or bisexual. I was just trying to figure myself out.
You're talking about the trans-trender thing.
Yeah.
The LGBTQ community won't even recognize that that's real more often than not. No, all of these people who say they're trans, they're trans, but they're not. They're just jumping on a trend because they think it's cool. And that's what this article is about. And TikTok seems to be exacerbating that problem. But what are your thoughts on this? 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden is being pressured by Democrats to cancel student debt. Back in September, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Biden could get rid of the debt problem with a flick of the pen. Flight delays and cancellations are only getting worse due to weather and COVID issues. The website FlightAware is saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed. Just under 900 have been canceled on Wednesday. The airports dealing with the most problems include Seattle, Newark, Los Angeles, and Chicago. This traveler telling Fox News he arrived at the airport early in case he needed to rebook his flight.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Airline travelers needing to pack their patients as well. This is USA Radio News. The two men suspected in a shooting at a Chicago area mall last week are now being charged. Both suspects are charged with counts of aggravated discharge of a firearm, and one is being handed down a count of aggravated battery. DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin describing the nature of the shooting.
These two defendants decided to settle a verbal argument by taking out handguns and firing multiple times with thousands of men, women, children, and families present are evidence of an unconscionable degree of violence and a complete and utter disregard for the safety of the public.
Four people were injured during the incident, including one of the gunmen. All are expected to recover. The National Association of Realtors reporting pending home sales fell unexpectedly in November, sales falling 2.2% instead of increasing by a half of a percent as economists had predicted. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here, buddy, to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160, if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And the last caller mentioned our friend Nobody, who's currently not allowed to be on radio or television or make any public statements whatsoever. I think it's a very strict set of conditions for sure, but because of that, Bonnie has been going through some of the old shows that contain him, some of his old stuff that he said. And one of those was when he was running for governor as Nobody, which is still his legal name, but now he has trademarked the name Rich Paul, or opened up a doing business as, under the name of Rich Paul. I'm not exactly sure because I can't even talk to him, but he's now legally also known as Rich Paul, which is good for me because that's how I've always known him. Anyway, his quote tonight is, "I'm running for office because government does a lot of things nobody should do, and so I want to get into office and refuse to do them." And I relate to that so well. That was one of the more fun things I did when I ran for sheriff. Was like, I had to identify things that the sheriff and the sheriff's department could do that wouldn't violate the non-aggression principle, and the only one I really came up to was police the police.
Yeah.
You know? And that was a lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun to see him run for governor. Don't know if we're going to be, I guess he can't run for governor in 2022, since to do that, you kind of need to be able to make public statements.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't, Maybe they can... Surely you have the right to run for office, though, while under pretrial... I don't know, and I'm not an attorney, so...
That's a deep, dark black hole we're going into.
It is. Well, speaking of deep, dark black holes that we're going into, we're certainly going into one here as we discuss TikTok and its trend of convincing people, evidently, that they are trans. Campaigners have accused TikTok of helping children to be brainwashed by hosting viral social media videos that promotes changing sex as cool. Material posted by transgender influencers on the social networking service, in which they provide advice on transitioning and accessing hormone therapies, has been seen by millions of young viewers. I don't necessarily find that to be a problem at all. When I did my first appearance on Christopher Cantwell's show, that's the crying Nazi for those who don't remember, one of the things he tried to criticize me on was this video I did a long time ago, basically instructing kids, not kids, but teens, how they could use Bitcoin to buy estrogen or testosterone blockers from international pharmacies. To me, that's a good, valuable service because...
Absolutely.
But it was targeted at a very specific audience of teens who, like, primarily lived in the South and whose parents were never going to allow them to pursue this. At a certain point, those teens have to make the decision that's best for themselves to say, my parents are just going to have to deal with this.
Yeah.
And they'll eventually find out about it, but by then, you've done what's best for you. Some parents are concerned the involvement of TikTok because they're missing the point. They should be more concerned about their lack of involvement in their children's lives that is leaving the gap there for TikTok to fill.
And you know what? Like, I see this so much, and I try not to judge parents too much because, like, I know it's really tough to be a parent, and, like, I don't have any kids yet, so, like, I don't know, you know, I really don't understand.
That's because you're not one of these people, though, who graduated high school or whatever,
yeah,
and decided, oh, this is it. This is the most successful I'm ever going to be. This is the time to have kids. My ovaries are driving up. I've got to go. Let's have three kids right now by three different people. And then complain because I'm too busy. I'm a single mom working two different jobs. All I can really do is plant my kids in front of the television and let them watch TikTok all day.
And that's, like, the issue I have is, it's like Idiocracy, right? You know, it's like only the worst people are reproducing. But I do have an issue with people just sitting their kid in front of the iPad. Like, I get that, like, as parents, people need a break, right?
Sure.
So it's like, okay, give your kid the iPad for, like, a half hour or, like, an hour. But there are so many different things that you can do to entertain your children. I mean, like, I know a ton of parents that homeschool their kids, and their jobs all day long is to find entertaining things for their kids to do. And a lot of those people, none of which includes the television or the iPad or a cell phone. So, like, it is possible, and I think people just set themselves up for failure as parents. And they just, like you said, they get pregnant or they have kids when it is the wrong time.
They absolutely do. And then the problem is just worse because their kids don't learn better habits or anything like that. And they end up just repeating the same problems. I'm similar to you in that regard. I mean, if all I could give my kids was, you know, 15 minutes of attention as I was taking them to school or picking them up from school, and the rest of it was the school system or television or TikTok, I just wouldn't have kids.
Yeah.
And this is the reason I don't have kids, because I have plenty of time I could give to a kid if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
And I think that's even worse when we have people that are reproducing and they just hate their kids and they just don't want to be parents. Like, why? And this is what I don't get when people are, not to get into this, you know, this tangent, but, like, the people that are super pro-life and anti-abortion, it's like, so you would rather these kids grow up in a family that literally hates them and won't give them the time of day?
Or grow, like, up in an abusive foster care situation. They would rather that, because they're not out there adopting these kids and raising them in their traditional conservative values to be fine, upstanding citizens or whatever it is they believe they are. They're just letting them waste away in these families that don't want them in these foster care systems that are abusive. Some parents, more than a quarter of British TikTok users are aged between 15 and 25, and children aged between 4 and 15 who sign up spend an average of 69 minutes on the app every single day.
That's actually lower than I thought.
It is, but it's including everyone aged from 4 to 15. So I can imagine your average 4-year-old isn't spending a whole lot of time on TikTok each day.
Who out there is letting their 4-year-old go on TikTok?
apparently some people, right, more than a quarter of, hold on, it doesn't say how many are actually in there, and it's worded in a very weird way. Analysis on Sunday shows that videos with the hashtag trans have been seen more than 26 billion times. I don't necessarily find that to be a problem. TikTok signed a partnership earlier this year with Stonewall, the controversial lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights charity, to promote this material. Now, this is coming from a right-wing news source, right? So you got to take what it's saying with a grain of salt. It's trying to raise the alarm here and get people upset and worried about these teens who are becoming convinced by TikTok that they're trans. And I'm willing to admit that, yeah, they're probably blowing the issue out of proportion here, but just as we talked about with the other mental illnesses, it's a real thing that needs to be addressed and talked about. One popular trans TikToker, Bella Fitzpatrick, raised 20,000 pounds from followers in less than 3 months to fund private gender reassignment surgery. I think they call it gender affirmation surgery now for some reason.
Gender affirmation surgery?
Instead of sexual affirmation surgery, because it's not affecting your gender by their own arguments to have these surgeries, but it is affecting their sex, their sexual identity.
It's so funny, like, the way people have to, like, do the mental gymnastics just to rationalize, like, the previous ridiculous statements that they've made. They're like, well, now I have to rename everything because, you know.
Gender affirmation surgery is one of the ones that really just made me cringe. Another is Alex Consani, 18, who has more than 680,000 followers. That's really not a whole lot on TikTok from what I can tell from people. It's apparently really easy to get followers on TikTok. She went viral 5 years ago when, at the age of 12, Cosmopolitan magazine featured her life as a trans model. That's not really viral, though. That's old media.
Yeah.
Viral is an internet thing. Anyway, I would say she became popular, or the public became aware of her existence, but one of her videos, seen 2.3 million times, also really not a whole lot, tells followers they are one estrogen pill away from a glow-up.
Are they, though?
A glow-up is a mental, physical, and emotional transformation for the better.
Is that what I need?
A glow-up? Maybe. I don't know. I've never even heard that term before, but again, I've never used TikTok. So there's more on this and them, you know, blowing the whistle on this great big problem that, you know, honestly probably is a problem, but probably being blown out of proportion. But what are your thoughts on this? Is TikTok convincing teens that they need to be trans, or that they are trans, that they need gender affirmation surgery? 603-283-61.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Nikki talking about this. This piece is certainly blown out of proportion. Now, it's from a right-wing website, and I knew that going into it, and, I mean, they're all about that traditional Christian value stuff. So, I mean, I knew all of that, but that doesn't mean I can just pretend like this sort of thing isn't happening. Because I've met people like this. I know someone who has been accused of stalking, has had restraining orders against them. It's just generally a creep. But suddenly this person is jumping on the trans bandwagon and like, oh, I'm so sorry that I was a creep back then. You know, I was struggling with my identity. Like, I see this sort of crap. And as a trans person, I don't think that's acceptable.
No, it completely is unacceptable.
So this sort of thing does happen where people, and whether or not someone is a creep who's using transgenderism now to excuse their past behavior, it also doesn't do trans people any good to have a bunch of brainwashed teens out there who are convinced by TikTok that they're trans, and then they become adults and they realize, oh man, I really regret all that. They become one of these statistics, one of these people who transitioned and then regretted it and who used the ammunition against us. Not something we want. One video includes the caption, "Help me after top surgery," a reference to a reconstructive chest operation. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Probably just like breast
removal?
Oh, I would think the other way around.
It could be either one.
Yeah.
Another video begins with the words, "Oh my God, I used to be a good Christian kid," before showing the transformation to a trans gay atheist who loves tattoos and chaos. I kind of want to watch that, not going to lie. Last night, Kate Harris of the LGB Alliance, which apparently is basically a trans hate group, an anti-trans group, as I understand it, they opposed Stonewall's policies on transgender issues, said, "Our major concern is that millions of impressionable children are watching these online influencers. Look, I'll agree, that's a secondary concern. The main concern is that the parents aren't there to spend time with their children instead, leaving TikTok to be there to shape these kids' lives and their identities and their personalities. It's no coincidence that the growth of TikTok coincides exactly with the exponential growth of children presenting with gender dysphoria. They have no stats or no data to back this up, and I think they're probably wrong. The lack of parents spending time with their children is causing a rise in these things like, I have multiple personality disorder because their kids are spending 4 hours a day watching trans videos on TikTok or bipolar personality disorder videos on TikTok. Ms. Harris describes some of the videos as deeply frightening, as adding, the messages so often don't involve your parents. I sincerely doubt TikTok allows that sort of content, but I don't know, never having been on TikTok.
I also don't think it's TikTok's job to police what content is being shared on there. I think people have the right to share whatever they want to share. And if you, as a parent, have an issue with it, then maybe you should parent your kid and kind of monitor what they're watching on TikTok. Or even, like, let them watch whatever they want, but raise them and teach them, you know, how to have, like, how to be self-reflective. Because I think if a teenager is truly self-reflective, they would know whether they were trans or not.
That's very true. They would certainly not be so easily influenced by random... That's what these parents really need to think about, is that their children are being influenced by random strangers they've never met on the internet who are just talking at them through videos. They're being influenced more by those random strangers than they are their very own parents.
Yeah.
This is a parenting issue, not a TikTok issue. What these videos would lead a generation of children to believe is that it is easy to change sex and that it is the answer to all of your problems, Ms. Harris went on. Well, I tend to think it probably should be easier than it is, but it certainly shouldn't be presented as the answer to all of anyone's problems, and I don't think most people suggest that it is.
I would think that most people that are trans or have, like, gender dysphoria or whatever people want to call it, it kind of, just that, caused kind of a lot of issues in their life. Like, it doesn't make your life easier at all.
No, my life did not get any easier by transitioning. Stephanie Arai-Davies from Transgender Trend, which wants more evidence-based health care for children with gender dysphoria, said it's hugely influential and is full of videos that portray medical transition as cool and edgy. Gender is seen as the new rebellion. And these are all real things that we have personally seen. We're just sort of not allowed to talk about it without being called anti-trans or whatever.
Yeah.
Simply for pointing out to someone that if you look at what the Wachowski says, and I hate to bring this up 3 days in a row, but it's also related to this trans thing. You know, it's this huge narrative that the Matrix movies, the original ones, they're an allegory for being trans or whatever. And that's what all the headlines about them say. But if you look at the actual quotes, what they say is, we don't know how much being trans affected our writing and directing of the Matrix trilogy. And for pointing that out to people, I had someone say, why do you hate yourself so much for being trans?
Oh my God.
That's the world these people live in. Where
it's ridiculous.
If you dispute any part of their narrative, no matter how right you are, you can put the quote from the people directly in front of them. And they're going to do the mental gymnastics to conclude that you're wrong and you simply hate yourself. But let's go to the phones. We have Reverend Ratspeed calling. Reverend Ratspeed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. Hello. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, the trans thing has been something that's been on my mind a lot lately, and I've had so many different thoughts. So I've been posting a lot on Twitter, and one of the things that I posted recently, there's a lot of different points that I can go to, but so I let me just say what I wrote. I said, I wonder why so many transgender people are stuck on pronouns when the word trans means, quote unquote, beyond gender. If you take a look at the etymology of the word trans, it means to go beyond something. So then I said, does this mean that I'm transgender because I don't give an F what people assign me?
I'm not sure how true that, I mean, there's two forms of the word trans, right? There's to transcend, And there's also to transition.
I assumed that it was transitioning into a different gender. That's what I
not transgending. Not
Taking that out of the context of transgender, like for instance, transatlantic, trans international. Basically, to trans means to go across something. So to transition could be one portion of the word trans. So then I went on to continue, and then I said, isn't gender dysphoria the opposite of being beyond gender? I said gender equals troubled. And then I thought,
I think
myself,
it's the non-binary people who claim to be beyond gender.
Yeah.
Right, right. So then I thought, after that, I said, well, if...
But non-binary people aren't trans.
It would make sense that someone who feels that they are a gender which their sex is not, then they would be trapped by their sex, not by their gender. And therefore, it should be sex dysphoria, not gender dysphoria. I mean, the mind can be anything that it wants to be. That's how powerful our brains are. It's the body, the physical, objective body, our material body, that traps us into one sex or the other. So then I thought to myself, well, Frankenfurter had it right. It's transsexual. You know, it doesn't make sense. Now, I know that transsexual has a bad rap because...
I would sort of disagree based on what gender and sex mean. A transgender person is someone who adopts the gender norms of the sex other than their own. A transsexual person is someone who has undergone some level of physiological or biological change to adopt the sex other than their birth sex. So a person can be transgender without being transsexual and can be transsexual without being transgender. Myself, I happen to be both transgender and transsexual.
So, and I thought, and originally that's what my thought was as well. But, like I said, I've gotten into so many mental gymnastics over this. I know several people who are trans in one way or another. Some people have gone through some sort of transition, whether it be hormone, actual bottom surgery. I have a lot of trans friends, actually. I'm a nerd, and I've been on in different fandoms for many years. So, of course, online. So you get to be whoever you want to be. So the thing that made this more concrete, more palpable, was how what's called the gender narrative has changed since same-sex marriage was introduced and upheld by the courts in 2015, and everything kind of started really ramping up after that. And then I started noticing that...
I mean, we would expect that, though. I mean, being trans is more controversial and always has been than being gay or lesbian, so we would expect to see lesbian and gay people being accepted by society more than trans people. Just like before we could get to psilocybin cubensis legalization, we had to have cannabis legalization, right?
I just wonder how many of the people that I knew, their thoughts about themselves changed as the group collective...
Stick with us for a few minutes.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.